Good morning. On a lovely, beautiful morning, isn't it? The good thing, you'll have to water the garden this afternoon, or think about the water coming out of your tap. It's all being replenished. So God sends the sunshine after rain. We'll hold on to that promise for later. But welcome, whether you joined us here in person or indeed online this morning. We bid you a warm welcome. We should draw around the Lord's table, remembering his life, his death, and his resurrection, and what he has done for us, and how that brings truth and power into our very daily lives. Let's pray together as we begin. Father God, we thank you that we can gather without fear of intimidation, without fear of compromise, but in that freedom, Lord, give us a freedom by your Spirit to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning, to lay our hearts bare before you, to confess before you, to hear your word read and proclaimed, to lay our hearts and our deepest burdens before you in our intercessions, and to share together in that wonderful meal that you encouraged us to continue to do until you return again. So in all that we do, as we set this time aside, may it bring glory and honour to your name, because you showed your love amongst us by sending your one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. He bore our sins in his body on the cross, so we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. That's our prayer, that's our hope, and that's the promise that we stand on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to invite Noreen to come and read us God's word today.
This morning's reading is from St. Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. The parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round, sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, out to sow his seed. Medated up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be even hearing, but never understand. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might have seen with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. This is a seed sown along the path. The one who perceives the seed that fell on the rocky places is a man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no roots, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed that fell on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord.
So we start a new series in the parables for the next number of weeks. And really, we're called the Inspirational Lessons for the Everyday. It's those moments of watching or looking at the everyday and seeing something in the everyday that can give us a truth of God's word. We see through the parables that it's a story that has a different meaning, if you like. There's something about it that shares something deeper than the actual face value of the story. There's a story that goes like this. A little boy needed £100. He needed it very badly. His parents wouldn't give him the £100, so he asked God for the £100 and believed that God wasn't listening. So he wrote God a letter asking God for the £100. He wrote a little letter in his own handwriting simply asking God for the £100 because he needed it. Put it in an envelope and got a stamp and posted it simply with the address God the UK. Now, the people at the Royal Mail Sorting Office didn't lose it, because that could be another part of the parable. But they sorted it, and they wondered where they would send this to, and they decided the best person that they could send this to would be the Prime Minister in 10 Downing Street. The Prime Minister in 10 Downing Street duly opened the letter, read the letter, and thought, oh, such a sweet request from a little boy. And so decided that he ordered his secretary to send the little boy £5. And £5 was dispatched to the little boy through the Royal Mail again and never arrived. The little boy received it with great thanksgiving that he was on his way to reaching the £100. He decided that he would write a thank you letter to God for ensuring that he at least got some of the money. The thank you letter went something like this. Dear God, thank you for the £5. I see you sent it through 10 Downing Street, and as usual, they took most of it. Now, there is so much under that we could take out of it. That we give to God what is God's, that we give to Caesar what is Caesar. That somewhere along the lines, we don't always get exactly what it is that we ask for. That somewhere in our answered prayers, God answers some of it, but he doesn't answer. There's so many layers within that simple story that we could take eternal truths from. But a biblical parable is slightly different in one sense. A better way of putting it, and maybe you've already heard this little line before, is parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus often taught in parables, as we heard from that reading today. They convey simple truths to those whose ears would be open to listen to them. We heard from that account that Noreen read for us today that sometimes people's ears are not always open to receiving the truth that comes their way. Whenever Jesus tells parables, sometimes in the Gospels we hear and see that people immediately get it and understand it. And there are other times whenever, like this particular one, Jesus then has to go on and explain exactly what the parable means in simple language. And so once we look at these parables over the next 6 or 7 weeks, and today we're looking at this parable of the sower. This is a parable that's often brought out on Harvest Sundays. We've probably heard it preached on a number of times. If you've been about church at any stage in your life, you've probably already maybe heard this. Even in school assemblies, the visiting ministers will come in and talk about the parable of the sower and the different kinds of seeds. But you'll also see as Jesus teaches parables to his audience, to the people who hear it, to the people who are there to listen, He often uses agricultural terms because actually in that culture, people grasped that. They understood it. They knew it. They knew exactly the imagery that he was giving. And so that's important, actually, as we share, like a little bit like the children's talk today, whenever we share and shine for Jesus and the world around us, that we share stories that are relevant to the places that we are of what God has done for us. We heard in that particular parable, towards the end of it, the description of what the soils and the seeds actually means. That the seed is the word of God. It is the scriptures. It is those eternal truths that cannot be shaken. Whether we agree with them or not, they still remain eternal truths. But the sower doesn't decide, I'm just going to throw a little bit of seed here and a lot of seed somewhere else. He throws the seed liberally across the area in front of him. There's something in that for us as we share Jesus and God's word with other people, that we don't pick and choose who it is that we are to share God's word with, that we spread it liberally to the people around us and generously to the people around us. The sower did not say, oh, do you know what? I know it's not going to probably work in the hard part or in the path, so I'll not bother with that bit. But it's going to work in the fertile soil, so I'll sow a lot of seed there because I'm definitely going to get something good out of it. Because that's often what farmers do, isn't it? They'll not sow in the path because they know they're not going to get anything out of it, but they'll sow in the good seed, the good soil. But here, this sower goes out and spreads it everywhere. So even in those conversations, even in those relationships where you and I, preacher included, find it difficult to bring God's word to bear, to share it, to show it, it's important that we do. Because that shows God's extravagant grace. It shows that no one is outside of the boundary, no matter how far they believe that they may have fallen. At its heart, this parable really talks about the superficial hearing, that some people will hear, some people won't. It's not your job, my job, to decide who hears. But it is our responsibility to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everybody. And Jesus told them many things in this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell in rocky places where he did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell in the good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. So each of those places receive the same seed, but they receive it differently. How do you receive God's word today? Is your heart, your mind, your soul like the path where the seed falls? And because you don't really think that much about it or don't really care or are just here because that's what happens or just listening because that's a good thing to do. Eventually, it will go really quickly. It will be snatched away from you. You will not retain it. It will go. Or is it like the stony ground? The place where it falls and it begins to grow a little bit. So you hear God's word today. You respond to God's word today. You think that's good. I think I could do something with that. But then you don't. And so the roots don't go down. That moment of spending time with God, that moment of allowing God's word to penetrate very deep into our souls doesn't happen. And so therefore, it withers and it dies. Or does God's word go out today and it falls in your heart? You take it, you think, this is great, it's lovely to have been here today. but whenever we go out, the cares of the world around us grow around us and choke us and take up our time. Or is it like the good soil? The one where the roots go down, the fruit comes out, and others can see that your life is a life lived for Jesus. There's a sense in the mix of all of that explanation that in some of the hearts in this place today will be exactly in some of those places. That's where God's word is telling us. And even sometimes we've walked with Jesus for many, many years, our hearts can grow cold or hard. But allowing God's word to take root within us changes us, transforms us into the new creation. I sowed a number of seeds away back in late spring. Some of them were marigolds. And all those little seeds were sown in the same trays with the same compost. They all grew to the roughly the same height within those little trays and those little pots. Now I took some of them and I planted them into containers alongside other plants. And I planted others into the actual garden. Now, the ones that were planted into the garden grew to about that sort of width and this sort of height and were covered in flowers. The ones in the containers, maybe about that, and maybe about this. Same seed, growing in the same soil to start off, but then had a different effect as they matured. I wonder, preacher included, are we containing the word of God in our lives today? And our growth is stunted because we've contained him and limited him. We know the seed that gets buried in the ground goes into the dark place and puts down deep roots, but bears immense fruit. And at the heart of this parable of Jesus lies the truth that the condition of our hearts determines how God's word grows and bears fruit in our lives. The condition of our heart determines how God's word grows and bears fruit in our lives. So what is the condition of your heart, my heart, today? Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, that you are present and that your seed is being sown. By your Holy Spirit, tend afresh to it today within our hearts. Challenge us, convict us, encourage us, whatever it is that you need to do with us today, that we might mature and grow in you. And then through the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. But we pray as we finish today. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.